DW.
At Lorenzo Bellardi's farm in Ladispoli, the damage caused by this summer's drought is clear. With his family, Bellardi cultivates around 10 hectares of fruit and vegetables at his farm northwest of Rome. They've already been forced to throw out spoiled artichoke and broccoli, and have pinned their hopes on the eggplants and bell peppers ripening in the greenhouses. That harvest will only come at a tremendous cost. Bellardi is expecting a steep irrigation bill.
Since October, November, we haven't really seen much rain. There were a few drops in May, but that wasn't enough to even wet the soil. And since then, we've had the problem of drought. Summer came too early, and there are no water reserves.
Farmers have been able to somewhat limit the drought damage with greenhouses. But it's a different story with their olive trees. This year, the fruit is smaller than average, and there aren't as many. To help the olive groves survive, farmers have laid hoses dripping water on the ground surrounding the trees. And the apricots aren't even being harvested, and it's the same with the lemons.
The lemon trees are suffering from the dryness. That can be seen by their leaves. They roll up and fall off the tree. The fruit is mummified and also falls off. We can't sell them, and this is because of the drought.
In July, the record drought was made worse by a man-made problem in Ladispoli. Access to water was cut off for nearly a week due to a broken water main. David Granieri, head of the Coldiretti Farmers Union in the surrounding region of Lazio, has called on the state to better prepare itself.
It's absurd that a region, a country so rich in water, has no solution to this problem. We need structural investment in water supply and distribution and better management. If we do nothing now, then this will only lead to plenty of problems in the future.
And central and southern Italy continue to suffer. Losses in Italy's agriculture sector will be huge this year, says Granieri.
La nostra stima si aggira intorno ai 2 miliardi di danno.
We're expecting losses of around 2 billion euros, direct losses. Added to that will be the secondary losses. When a plant is stressed, there are also consequences the following year. It's a serious problem.
Dirette, diventeranno dirette. Il problema è molto serio.
Some farmers will be facing losses of up to 60%. That includes fruit, an important export product. Granieri is predicting that olive oil production will drop by one-third, and Italy's wine industry will also experience problems. According to Granieri, these losses will also hit consumers abroad.
Sicuramente il prodotto italiano sarà minore.
There will certainly be fewer agricultural products from Italy. Prices will rise, and we'll have to watch out for fraud attempts, because there are always people who try to profit from the misfortune of others. And for us, this will mean a loss in market share.
Comunque in una perdita di mercato.
Meanwhile, back on his farm in Ladispoli, Lorenzo Bellardi hopes he'll somehow survive. He says this has been a particularly bad year, and he knows that Italy will continue to suffer from the effects of climate change.
DW.